March 27th, 2023. For Krumah Media in Johannesburg, I'm Tabi Madiba. Breaking headlines. Electricity minister says load shedding won't be ended through an act of God. DA reports 130 Mangaung sewage leaks to Human Rights Commission. And Kenyan opposition leader Odinga says protest on despite police ban. Newly appointed Electricity Minister Kgosietso Ramokgopa visited the Lethabo Power Station in the Free State last week. He said Lethabo had been the first power station he visited that was performing well. Ahead of the Easter weekend, Ramokgopa said he was optimistic that load shedding would end, but that it would not end with prayer or through an act of God. The power problem is taking a huge chunk out of South Africa's GDP. He said unserviced electricity in the country is costing the South African economy 500 billion rand per annum. He added that Stats SA revealed that the GDP contraction as a result of load shedding is about 2.1 percentage points. Just the other day, the South African economy has contracted by 1.3% on the back of load shedding. Owing to the sewage crisis affecting the Mangaung Metro Municipality in the Free State, the Democratic Alliance wants the Human Rights Commission to investigate 130 leaks it had identified following daily complaints of overflowing toilets and sewers from residents. The DA believes that the Mangaung municipality has failed residents by its apparent unwillingness to assist and maintain the sewer lines in the city. Financial constraints epitomize the reason given by the municipality as to why infrastructure that is so critical to the city cannot be replaced. The party said National Treasury approved 70 million rand from the Service Delivery Grant for refurbishment or maintenance of sewage and wastewater infrastructure in Mangaung. The party has concerns over the municipality's management of its budget. Kenyan opposition leader Raila Odinga said protest against President William Ruto's government over the high cost of living would go ahead today as scheduled despite a police ban. In a Twitter post, Odinga also called for protest on Thursday. Nairobi's Central Business District had a heavy police presence ahead of Monday's planned gatherings. Last week, protests in the capital Nairobi and other cities turned violent and one person was killed. Police arrested more than 200 people, including lawmakers belonging to Odinga's faction in both houses of the parliament. Yesterday, Kenya's police chief announced a ban on the fresh protest called by Odinga, saying such acts remained illegal. That's Roundup of News, making headlines today. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at PolityZA.
For free access to legislation, speeches, and crucial policy documents, visit polity.org.za, Krumah Media's news and information website. Polity.org.za, deepening democracy through access to information. Visit polity.org.za today.